Welcome back to the CPC Podcast, Creative Persons Collective. I am your host, Cameron. What's up, what's up? How you guys doing? I'm feeling great. Out on my walk again. Last episode was amazing. Had Allison back. Nice, good conversation. Short and sweet, to the point. Just good camaraderie. I love when we do this together. So today, I just want to discuss generating income. You know, and the creative space of influencers and people that are trying to do creative things, whether it's art, dance, music, food, whatever you're trying to do. You know, one of the biggest barriers, I guess, to our success is generating income. Also, sometimes it can be to our happiness. You know, a lot of times we're creating, and if it's something that we want to generate income and it's not, it can kind of be a little depressing. Get you off your game, make you not really feel so good. So, I just want to talk about generating income, how, maybe some creative ways to generate income, things that I've done. So like one way is a podcast. So like this podcast, as you guys hear, there are ads. We're not sponsored by anyone because we're not big enough yet, but you know, you have the anchor ad that goes on in the beginning. I try to break it up. Maybe, I'm learning how to do that now so I could, like, you know, place it in the middle of the podcast instead of just blaring at the beginning. But, you know, when anybody clicks on that, you know, we get a little penny percentage or whatever. There's also a feature where you can have your audience just give money. So that's great. People just want to donate and support the podcast. Amazing. Now, with that being said, that doesn't generate a lot of money, like barely anything. You know, we are close to 500 listens total out of all of our episodes, and we have only generated about $2.50. So you could say every 500 listens will generate $2.50, which is not a lot of money. So with that being said, if podcast is going to be your avenue and your realistic analysis of the landscape and your audience is that you're going to be small, you're going to have to find other ways to generate income if you want this to be like a full-time thing for you. So one thing a lot of people always see is merch. Everybody creates merch with whatever they're doing to help sell. But with that, one thing people don't realize, creating merch is easy. The actual creation of it, selling merch is hard. Even when you have a following, everybody doesn't like everything. So you could have a design that you think is fire, and your audience just doesn't love it. So what I have found is that sell to the people that are going to buy just because. You know, your friends and your family, they're going to support you just because. Sell to those people first. But also, before you release anything, get constant feedback. Hey, do you guys like this design? How many of you will buy it? I'm going to do pre-orders for this design. How many of you will pre-order it? And if you are going to pre-order it, put it up for pre-order. That's one thing with merch that it has become popular. Well, even now with the COVID, because stuff takes long, but has become popular is pre-ordering, because you don't have to physically make anything until people pay. So the money never comes out of your pocket, which is great for a super small business. if you don't have any capital to put up for that merch. And a lot of times, even with bigger businesses, they put up the capital, but they lose money. But if they don't sell it off, it's not a good design. So pre-orders are an amazing thing. There are websites like Wix and Squarespace, Square, Weebly, Weebly.com. You can literally just Google those, but those are the things, the ones I can think of off the top of my head. Super easy to make websites. Like literally, I had a design, I think I said it before on a podcast, is I had a design, the Create More collection, and I created it. After I created it, I built the website the same night, and I had it up the next day. And I had never actually made a sample of the shirt, like, for me to wear or put on. It was just, hey, here's the design, created the website, boom, it was up. So literally the next day, and this is a free version of the website, not anything where I would have to pay for monthly, but just a super quick free version, boom, put it up, and that was it. And you have people that'll support. And then once you, another thing is to finding someone to make the shirts, you know, getting at the quality that you want and then also at the price that you want. That can be a whole thing. The way I did it is a website called Spreadshirt.com. I use that website to, create my shirts and then sell them. So like I would do a pre-order, then once somebody paid, I would just go on the website, create the shirt, and ship it directly to them instead of having to ship it to my house. There was a point where I knew someone who did screen printing. So I got a bunch of shirts made. I bought poly mailers with the brand logo on it for that collection, and I was able to ship them in that poly mailer. So that was good, but that was just a small batch. You know, I didn't have a lot of money. The person I knew, so they gave me a great deal. So I must have paid like $8 for the shirts, $4 a shirt for the screen printing, and then I sold the shirts for $20. So that was super simple. I had hats that I did, like a fitness line. There's a website. Oh, what is the name of that website? Logo Software. Yeah, Logo Soft, S-O-F-T-Ware. And I created these like dad hats, these distressed dad hats through there. And that was easy. They actually had coupons on the website. Now with that one, only thing with that one was because hats can be kind of expensive, it was better to order those in bulk and had those sent to me. So I think I might have ordered 20 for like $15 a piece, something like that. At the time, I had a little bit of money. And then I sold those hats for $25, $20, $25, something like that. But it was difficult. Like with the hats, I ended up having extra left over. You know, when I sold out of my first batch, because I wasn't sure how many people would buy the next time, I didn't order as many. So then I didn't have hats, and then people forgot about it. Like, you know, when you have that buzz, it's better to take that risk, take that chance, go as much all out as you can. You know, some people, they'll tell you to go broke for what you want and all that stuff. I don't really think that's applicable if, you know, going broke is going to cause damage to your family. You know, if you single by yourself and, you know, go broke. You know, if you got to live out of somebody else's house or basement or car for a while in order to get to your dreams and be successful, then, you know, go ahead and do that. But a lot of people, they can't take that chance. So definitely be mindful of that. But that's just one way to generate income. It's not difficult. A lot of people do it. You know, once you get on a bigger scale, then you can't really find like a supplier that will just make the shirt and everything, you know, the type of material that you want. I mean, all the specifications. I mean, those are when you get into big orders, like you have to order 1,000 or 2,000 shirts. And then that's when you can really, you know, do something like that. And then it'll really be beneficial to you because now you end up spending, you know, $6 a shirt and you selling it for 25, you're making way more profit. So that's great when you can do that. And, but that comes with time and growth. Even on the low scale though, if you're able to make a shirt for $12 and sell it for $20-$25, you know, you're making $8, you're making $13 profit. So that's just a very small, it's a small margin, but for somebody who has a small business who, you know, they just trying to get extra money to pay their rent, extra money to pay their phone bill, that little, maybe $100 a month, $200 a month comes in handy. So those are the things I focus on. Those little things that are going to generate income. And it doesn't have to be big. This could be little, you know, little things that will just keep pushing the business forward so that we can make a profit. One thing I saw an artist do, a singer, she actually had people cash app her money for her single that she released. So basically, instead of uploading her song to the digital streaming platforms, the DSPs, she released a snippet. She had already been doing kind of like marketing for her brand and singing, so people kind of knew about her. She had a decent following, maybe 10,000, 15,000 people, something like that. And instead of people, you know, going and streaming her song, which is not going to make any money, she put up a post. Listen, streaming services pay me this much. If you pay me $1 directly for my song, or $1.29 directly for my song, it helps me more. Because you figure if you get 100 streams from a song, you know, you're talking 10 cents, like barely nothing that you're going to make, depending on what streaming platform it is. I guess so many factors that go into that. But if you get 100 people, excuse me, to pay you, you know, $1 for your song, that's literally $100 that goes into your pocket. No taxes are coming out of that. Like, it's direct to you, direct to consumer. And you email a person a song, and that's it. Like, all you gotta do is, hey, you wanna buy my song? Cash at me, send me your email address and the notes. And then I email you the song. And now you have the song. You can download it to whatever phone or whatever you use. And it's yours. That I felt like was super genius. Super different. And it seems simple. Like, why wouldn't more people do that? But even if you literally only get 20 people to send you $1. That's $20 that, because you're a small local artist, you're not going to make $20 off streaming services. Like, every time someone purchases a song from Apple, you're not getting that full dollar, that full $1.29. That's not going to you. So that's like a super simple way to generate income, to also create empathy with your fans, with your following, letting people know, like, listen, the way the music business is going, this don't work. Like, I can't survive off of this. I can't make money this way. But if y'all rock with me and, you know, y'all want to see me succeed, this is a perfect way for me to get there. Now, when you get bigger and bigger, and if you decide at that point, well, it's easier to put my music on streaming services because it's accessible to everybody, then that's fine, but you don't have to. I watch a lot of content from creators, And one of my favorite creators slash business people is Ryan Leslie. And he made $1 million off an album with maybe only 15,000 people buying it. Something like that. But the way he broke it down was that I have, you know, 10,000, 15,000 fans that want to support me. I'm not getting no money off streaming services. So here's my website. Buy my album directly from my website. Now, when you buy my album off of my website, I have your information. So I have your address, phone number, email. So now I can directly promote to you. And it's easier in that situation to directly promote to you because you went out of your way to go to my website to buy my album. So you're a true fan. So I'm not counting you as just a casual listener. I'm counting you as a true diehard Ryan Leslie fan. So now when I have a special meet and greet or a concert, I know who to hit up directly. Also, I have addresses and locations. So now I know, when I go to this place, these 500 people want my album. So I definitely want to send them the information, discounts on VIP tickets, because these are the people that are likely going to support me. And then as that keeps happening, you build up a wealth of information on your fans. So if you have a fan that's like, they bought your album, they bought concert tickets, they bought, you know, this is such and such meet and greets. You develop this relationship with them. Now you could really dive deep into relationship with your fan. So now that fan that you see has spent $5,000 with you, you know, you could send them a birthday gift. You could, even if you could shout them out on their birthday, like it could become way more personal. Now you know about their lives, what's going on, the more meet and greets and stuff that they do with you, you know what's going on. Now you know, snap, they about to have a baby. I could send them a baby gift and you don't necessarily have to be their friend. You don't have to necessarily hear their problems. But as a fan, they just want to be a part of your world. So if you're able to do something for them to bring them into that and to make them feel more connected to you, the more connected they feel, the more money they will spend, the more they'll root for you. And that generates income. That puts dollars in your pockets. But on a small scale, if you're able to send free stuff, if you see other businesses that are growing or your friends have businesses, you know, support them. Make it known that you support them, because what happens is you develop people that are going to support you just because you supported them. That puts money in your pocket. Even if people don't necessarily want you to win, your enemies will still support you if you supported them just because of a respect thing. It may not even be like, I don't support you because we're enemies. No, you supported me, so I'm going to support you. Now, that puts money in your pocket. So don't let pride get in the way and all this stuff get in the way of you generating income. Like, at the end of the day, you're trying to use your creativity to build money, build income, build, if you will, wealth for yourself so that you can do this full time and be happy with what you're doing with your creativity, what you're doing with your life. So that's literally, you know, these things I'm talking about are things that have happened to me, like, you know, selling directly to people, supporting people, and because I support them, they support me, supporting independent local artists, independent local businesses, and literally just because I support them, they support me. So, and if you have a good product, people will keep coming back. So, you know, eventually we'll talk about how to beef up your product, how to make it more attractive. You know, I'm giving information as I'm learning. So I am not there yet. You know, I release music, but for me, it was easier to do the digital streaming platform because I don't promote my music enough for people to buy directly from me. And I'm working on that, working on a plan and a program, but also I just have to do. And there were days when I was just like, all right, I'm tired of sitting on the plan. Let's just do. Let's make this happen. And you got to make it happen. So if y'all have anything else, like on generating income, ways that you can generate, you know, the best way is direct to consumer. Also, don't be afraid to give stuff away for free. You know, even with my music, no artist I work with has paid me, but maybe one. Most of the artists that I work with, that I send production to, everybody is free. It's like, because I'm trying to build relationships. I'm trying to, you know, build up my clientele, and create those relationships that are going to help me get to the bag, help me get to those bigger checks. So, you know, gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. But, if you have any other ideas, generate your income, let me know, comment, subscribe, let me know what y'all want to hear about. I'm so grateful for the listens that we're getting, whether it's 5 or 20, like, we appreciate you, I appreciate you. Anything else y'all want to hear about, like I said, I am working on these things too, so as I get the information, I'm going to give it. And, you know, a lot of people on here, I check my age range. It's like that 28 to 35 or whatever bracket. It's a lot of our listeners. Like, you know, we at the age where a midlife crisis will come upon you soon. So get your life together. Get your stuff together. You know, you want to start a business at this age? It's not hard. One step at a time. You know, I'm going to definitely probably next week come on and talk about literally how to start a business and just go through a bunch of different avenues. And because a lot of people just don't know, even though we have so much information available literally at our fingertips, people just don't know. So listen, y'all be good. Love y'all. Have a good night. Y'all want to hear more? Let me know what y'all want to hear. Deuces.